And I would imagine our one hairy biker, Gavin Foreman, were you in the kitchen over the weekend?
I was. You what? I was Friday, Saturday.
Oh, dear.
Yes, it was a tad warm.
Do you have a thermometer in there? How hot would the kitchen have been on Saturday?
Would have been over 50, maybe 55 in around there, but you don't want to put a thermometer in there. You don't want to know.
No, I don't want to put a thermometer anywhere, I suppose, in that situation. You'd have been sweating away under your little hairnet, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Beautifully coloured hairnet.
Beautifully coloured. Have you gotten into my kitchen rules yet? Have I brought you across to the dark side?
No, I've never gone to the dark side.
Oh, come on.
I was watching a TV show about the producers of shows like that and how they put the personalities together and how it's not so real.
See, what you don't realise about our one hairy biker chef friend here is that he's a conspiracy theorist.
Absolutely.
Man didn't land on the moon, did they?
Well, not in 1969.
See, there you go. This is another story for another day.
That's a whole show.
Exactly. Last time we spoke, you said, I'm going to come back and tell you about perfect pasta, because when you walk down the pasta aisle in the supermarket, I buy probably two kinds of pasta. I either buy spaghetti or I buy penne.
Okay, but both dried?
Both dried. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We'll get on to this, you know, black magic of making your own pasta in a minute. But there are so many different types of pasta, and I would imagine certain pasta suits certain dishes. So what is the best rule of thumb when it comes to buying the right pasta?
Well, it's a really strange one. That is, lunchtime, you're better off with short pasta like penne or macaroni, because people will prefer to eat it more because there's less slop and slurp on their shirts.
Which is the problem with normal spaghetti, because unless you spin it properly, you're like...
When I worked in Sydney, we had the same dish on lunch and dinner, and we'd sell more at lunch because it was a short pasta.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. What are some of the pastas that we may not have heard of that we're doing ourselves a disservice not having in the pantry?
I like the fresh egg pasta, especially linguine.
Mm-hmm.
I love a linguine. We do a linguine with butter sauce, tiger prawns and chilli, which is absolutely beautiful. So the egg pastas, don't be afraid of it. It's almost like noodles. Very close, and the argument between who invented the pasta, the Chinese or the Italians, goes back a long way.
Gets very nasty too, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, they say Marco Polo brought it back in the 13th century, but there is writings from Romans that say they were making a dough for their meat pie called lasagna before that.
Okay, so what about the shells? Where are they best being used?
The shells are in, like, if you've got a thick meat pasta, like a thick sauce, it all relates to your sauce, what you want to stick to your sauce. If you've got a shell-like pasta, you've got, like, meatballs, be great for that. But if you're doing a carbonara, which is all creamy, not so good.
Okay, now, there's a pasta that I like to buy, and I'm trying to explain this on radio, so thank you very much. It's about that long.
Okay.
Okay, fantastic. So what's that, about 3 inches, four inches?
About 3 inches.
It's basically about 3 inches long, and it's a shell, and when you boil it, it goes flat, and I love it. I don't know what
it's... Okay, agaloni, I think that's called.
Where would that be best being used?
That's good with a sloppy sauce, sloppy meat sauce, tomato-based sauce. Then you've got the other argument there, tomato versus cream sauces.
I love them all. Bring them on.
Pesto? Do you do the olive oil ones?
I love pesto. I just love...
Well, there's a beautiful one, penne con spinacha, which is an olive oil with garlic, spinach and penne. That's it.
Okay, three different types of pasta, really. There's the dried one, which obviously has its place.
There's the
fresh in the chilled section, which I would imagine you would prefer.
Yes.
And then you go to someone who decides to give up, you know, 6 months of their life and ruin their kitchen trying to wind this stuff out, then bend it and knead it. And what is so good about fresh pasta, and why would I want to do it?
Well, it's three ingredients. It's that simple.
It's
eggs, flour, salt. Even you could do it, Todd, I reckon. So you just you knead it into a ball, you let it sit, you roll it through your pasta maker. Yes, there's a little flour involved, but hey, this is fun. Get your hands dirty, involve kids, get everybody involved.
But it's so hard, because then you got to wind that damn thing, and it drags out all the way to the back of your kitchen, then it falls on the kitchen floor.
Well, there's an implement I've got in my kitchen called a knife. So you just cut it and you put it aside, and then you run the next bit through.
Yeah.
So if you cut it down into the right-sized portions compared to your bench, it works beautifully.
A knife, you say?
Yes, it's this strange thing. It's like it's generally next to the fork.
Brilliant. Okay, I'll look when I get home. So it's not that hard.
No, it's
how much?
Hard.
How much sort of money are you paying for a pasta roller that you clamp to your bench?
$60.
Okay.
$60. I bought one at Christmas, and that's $60 to $80 mark. You can get plenty of them. You can even get one with my kitchen rules printed on it, I'm sure. Nice red one.
Can you get an electric one?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
I've never used one. I wouldn't know how to use it, and I'd be scared of it.
Okay, so, all right, before we let you go today, you're kind of convincing me to give it a bit of a go.
Oh, it's like Luke Skywalker coming over to Darth Vader.
Come over to the dark side.
No, it's really simple to make, and it's fun. It's literally fun.
You got a pasta sauce for us before you go?
Butter herb sauce, which is a reduction of white wine, cream, lemon, and herbs.
Simple as that.
Yeah, just reduce it down.
What kind of white wine?
I like to use Vidello because it's fruity in flavour and it's not as sharp as, say, a Semillon. So a nice Vidello, 50-50, half white wine, half thickened cream, boiled down, thickened with butter.
Nice. What pasta will we use apart from your own homemade pasta?
Linguine.
Nice. There you go.
Egg linguine.
Our one hairy biker, if you want the recipe for that, head to 2NURFM.com. And the morning show page, we'll have a chat to you in the next couple of weeks.
Looking forward to it.
Gavin Foreman on 2NURFM.